فَيَا أَيُّهَا الْقَارِي بِهِ مُتَمَسِّكًا مُجِلًّا لَهُ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ مُبَجِّلًا.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. We continue, inshallah, talking about the Mad. And last week we have talked about the details of Mad, that we said that every ayah or every word in the Quran comes with a word that has contain letters of Mad, that is Alif Sakin, or preceded with a Fatha, or Waw Sakin preceded with a Dhamma, or Ya Sakina preceded with Kasra. Then we will do the Mad, which is the extension and stretching of that sound. And we said that Mad Tabi'i, natural Mad, or by nature it's original, asli, it does not exceed more than two haraka, which is 2 seconds. But today, inshallah, we are going to talk about the detailed Mad. The Mad, the original Mad, which means it doesn't exceed the two, but when we talk about, and it doesn't have any reason and a cause for it, because the Alif and the Waw and the Ya Sakin exist within that word, then automatically the Mad is there. But the Mad with the detailed, it's called the Mad al-Far'i, detailed Mad, or al-Mad al-Mazidi, because the Mad has to be increased. Mazidi means ziyada, increasing, stretching more than 2 seconds. So the ulama have detailed and have explained this in the books of Tajweed, that Mad al-Far'i and Mad al-Mazidi, which is the detailed Mad, it must have a cause and a reason for stretching that Mad. And these causes are either having sukun, or having a hamza. So if, for example, jim followed by alif, so you would say ja. But if it is followed by alif, then that alif followed by a hamza, you would stretch it longer. And the Arab used to do that naturally by saying ja. So instead of say ja or ja, 2 seconds, you would say ja'a or as-sama'a. So at the end it is a hamza, because that hamza was preceded with the alif or preceded with a waw, such as su'a. So that waw sakina preceded with a dhamma, then followed by hamza, or alif sakina preceded with a fatha followed by a hamza, or kasra. Say, for example, you would say si'a bihim. So, sin with a kasra, with ya sakina, followed by hamza, then the cause of this mad to be stretched more than 2 seconds is, it's called mad, al-mad al-mazidi or al-mad al-far'i, which is a detailed mad. Now, how many categories are in this section of mad? We have two sections. Section number one is called al-mad al-asli or al-mad al-tabi'i, which is the original mad, that it doesn't have any cause or any reason. The second mad is called al-mad al-mazidi or al-mad al-far'i, and it has a cause and a reason for stretching it. And the causes and the reason for these are either hamza, as I explained, or a sukun, such when you say lamim, that's the reason is a sukun, or al-haqqa, so that's the reason is a sukun. As you can see, the shadda, when you divide the shadda, qaf or waladdalin, the lam, you divide it into two parts. One part is the second part is mutaharrik. So the reason either a sukun or a hamza. Now, in this category of mad al-mazid and mad al-far'i, it is divided into three sections. One section is called al-mad al-muttasil, section, one category is called al-mad al-muttasil, the other category is called al-mad al-munfasil, and the third category is called al-mad al-badal. Now, al-mad al-muttasil, al-mad al-munfasil, and mad al-badal, three of them, the reason for stretching the mad is al-hamza. And also, there is also mad al-sil al-kubra. We will talk later on a little bit more into detail. What I would like to talk to today, inshallah, is about the al-mad al-muttasil, the first one. Now, any word in the Quran that contains exactly alif, sakina, preceded with the fatha, waw, sakina, preceded, means came before, with dhamma, ya, sakina, preceded with a kasra, but within these three examples, the hamza came after within one word. So what do we do here? We stretch it longer. And we make it not 2 seconds, but more than 2 seconds. Now, Imam al-Shatibi has selected in his tariq, in his way of reciting Qur'an, and preferably for what he has recited from his shuyukh and his qurra, 4 seconds, which is 4 harakat. So if you say, إِذَا جَاءَ, you would read it in this manner. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. So you would say, جَاءَ, stretch it longer than 2, and 2, 4. But there is an option for make it that مد المتصل, such as جاء or سوء or سيء, with 5 seconds. So the options are 2. Either you read whatever you find in the Quran in one position, in one surah, or you are reading in a prayer, or you are reading, reciting Quran. So if you are in one position reading, you would read all the مد متصل that comes in one word with 4 seconds, or you choose another option by reading 5, 5, 5 instead of 4, 4, 4, whatever you find that mad in the Quran. So I think this is simple explained. And why do they call it al-mad al-muttasil? Because al-word ittasala yattasilu means being connected and linked. And here, what is the connection and link here? Is whenever that alif sakina followed by a hamza within one word, they call it maddun muttasil. Mad means stretched, muttasil means connected and linked, the alif and the hamza within one word. So if it's ja'a, or as-sama, or al-ma, or si, su, so all of them are 4 seconds, and we said that is the preference of Imam al-Shatibi in Hirz al-Amani wa Wajhu al-Tahani in al-Shatibiyya, in his tariq, or say, you would say it is 5 seconds by option, if you prefer to read 5 seconds. So if you say, for example, you want to say, أنزل من السماء ماء, so you read 5 and 5, and then as I said, ماء at the end, you would read it 2 seconds, because it's called مد العوض عن فتحتين. It's مد العوض, which mentioned in the last episode. It is 2 seconds. So you would say أنزل من السماء, that's 5 seconds. Ma, 5 seconds, and 2 seconds at the end for mad al-iwad. Now, when we talk about a mad al-muttasil in the Quran, whenever it comes in the book in the Quran, you must stick into one way in among the options. So you don't read, say, 4, 5, 4, 5, 5, 5, 4, 4. You mixed. If you are in one position or in one prayer, you read one option and one tariq, which is either 4 or 5. But as I said, the preferable riwaya by Imam al-Shatibi is 4 seconds in al-mad al-muttasil. And the ulama, they call it wajib muttasil. Now, we don't want to go too much into details about wajib, jaiz, lazim. So let's recap what we have said. Al-mad al-muttasil, it means that the length that you need to do, you have two options. Either you say 4 haraka, which is called al-tawassut, 4 seconds, or above 4 seconds, that is 5 seconds. five haraka. So if you if you're reading the Quran, either you stop or you join, doesn't matter. So if you stop by saying liman yasha, you say 4 seconds or 5 seconds. If you join it by another word, or say min as-samaa'i maa'a. So if you say min as-samaa'i four, ma'a four. So if you say min as-samaa'i five, you must say ma'a five. So either you stop min as-samaa'a, or you join it min as-samaa'i ma'an, or doesn't matter. Either you stop, you do the wasl, or you do the waqf. You need to make that length of miqdar of mad by 4 seconds or 5 seconds. Now, what is the reason of the calling of this muttasil? Because it came in one word, the alif or the ya or the waw sakina followed by a hamza. And that's why, because within one word, if it's separate words, that's called maddul jaiz or al-munfasil. Now, we are talking about mad muttasil. We focus only on one thing. So if it is muttasil within one word, the ulama call it muttasil because it comes connected and came in linked with the hamza and the letters of mad. And the hukm of it is wajib. And now the ulama call it wajib because all the qurra, the 10 qurra, they extend it and they stretch it more than mad al-asli, mad al-tabi'i, more than 2 seconds. But within differences of opinion, the way they narrated the mad from their qurra and from their shuyukh, from their ulama, the way they reported it is that they have differences of stretching. Some of them make it four, like Imam al-Shatibi, min tariq al-Shatibi bi riwayat Hafsa an Asim, and sometimes five. And sometimes like riwayat Warsh, makes it up to six. So, four, five, six, all these differences. But they're all within the wajib that they must stretch it more than four, which means stretch it more than four up to the length of six. Now, the difference of this opinion, they made it like, because it is not less than four, the ulama call it wajib. Now, madul ja'id is different. Madul ja'id, the al-ja'iz, because the ulama have a different opinion in stretching this madul ja'iz into different lengths. But this one, it is not less than four. So it is four or five. And also it is six in riwayat Hafs min tariq al-Shatibiyya. If you come to mad al-arad li-sukun, we will look at mad al-arad li-sukun. For the time being, we understand that the length is four or five for mad muttasil. So the reason it is hamza that has come after mad one of the letters of mad, which is alif sakina, waw sakina, ya sakina. Now let's recap quickly. It's called mad muttasil, and the miqdar is 4 or 5 seconds, and the example is liman yasha or as-sama or al-ma, and su-si-a. So all these are examples from the Quran. And the reason why they call it mad muttasil, because it comes connected with the hamza and the alif sakina, waw sakina, ya sakina within one word. And the hukm it is, they call it mad muttasil wajib, because the ulama did not decrease it less than 4 seconds. And they have different of opinion to make it four or five or so. And the reason for that, for this mad is the hamza. Jazakumullahu khayran for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim minat taji wal hulaa.